Hi, I'm Ben Coletti.
What's your name?
Outstanding.
You're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Dying Scene Radio.
I dropped my mic there, Coletti. Welcome to episode 33 of Dying Scene Radio. I'm Bobby Pickles. I'm here with my best good friend, Ben Coletti, because my new co-host, Elena Venetia, had her best good friend on last episode. But
you made a big mistake,
all
Bobby.
All that stuff that Nathan Gray taught you about music and all this lofty stuff, that goes out of the wayside with Coletti. He never taught me any of that stuff.
No, what did he teach you?
Well, a lot about life, I'd say.
Yeah?
You know, one of the biggest things that I've learned about Bobby Pickles is that, first of all, the underlying truth is brutal honesty.
That's the underlying good. Truth is brutal honesty?
It is. It is. It has to be. Because you know what? From day one, I've learned that you've always told the truth. Whoever it hurts, whenever it touches them in the worst, you know.
Yeah. Coletti, listen, just relax, man. It's Halloween. Do you understand that? We're in Florida.
Do you understand that, dude? Do you understand Halloween?
God, I don't.
Alina, this episode's so funny because it's actually like, I feel like Hunter S. Thompson right now. I came down here to cover Fest 14.
Yeah, what the fuck happened?
I ended up not doing it because I was like, fuck it, I'm going to hang out with Coletti the whole time.
Well, not just
why
that.
Why would you be so stupid as to leave the beach? Why would you leave the beach?
You wouldn't leave the beach, first
that
of all.
That would be the dumbest
second
thing you
of
could
all,
do. Go to a place that's... I actually, Alina, I went to the University of Florida, okay? I lived
that
in
sucks.
Gainesville. I got my college degree from the Gators or whatever.
Might as well have come from the swamp.
You know, I mean, I'm not going over there because that shit's boring. I would rather hang out with Coletti. You know, a little hangover from last week, Alina. You were talking about German people.
German people.
Yeah, talk to Coletti because he's German. Even though his name's Coletti, explain it why you're German.
Well,
why are you
my
German?
Mom came out of Nazi Germany.
Okay.
And my dad came out of awesome Italia.
But northern Italia.
Yeah, north Italian. Like the good guys, not the fucking mullions from down
you're
south.
You're basically German.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Central European, I guess you could call it. Basically, so anyway, I'm smarter than you.
But so what is your understanding of punk rock music? And, Elena, just so I went to, like, you know, his job or whatever where he was working on a jet ski.
Okay.
Guess what he was listening to?
What?
Techno music.
Sick.
Techno music and punk rock.
That's sick.
That's it. Techno and punk rock. Now, why?
That's what's up. The mind of a madman right there.
Well, techno music is very methodical, and it's kind of followable. You know what's going to happen next. Same beat. No, I don't listen to that kind of techno music. No, but, you know, good electronic music.
Like what? What kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, you know, Oki, Luminox, shit like that. It's a little bit like fucking not too crazy, but just feels good when you listen to it in your ears.
Oh.
And I work on stuff. When I'm working, I use my hands and stuff to work with my hands.
And listening to techno music
makes you feel
good?
Oh, by the way, we didn't give the disclaimer. By the way, I've been drinking since 12.04 p.m. today with Bobby Pickles. Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers, guys.
And we started at the Pirates Pub and Grub in Johns Pass, Florida.
Over breakfast
made out of
gator
with sausage.
Why would you go to Fest 14 when you had access to the beach and Johns Pass?
I think you could have just stopped after why would you go to Fest 14.
I like you.
Yeah, you could have just stopped there. I mean,
you know, you're honestly, you know, they have pre-fest in Tampa, and we paid Coletti's friend $60 to drive us to Tampa, Ybor City, and then bring us to the show so we can maybe interview Masked Intruder, but the fucking asshole, Tony, whatever,
they're pussies. They're all pussy
posers.
What are you getting so uptight with Tony about? He was nice. What'd he do?
He's not nice?
You talk. Tell me what happened. What happened with Tony? Show me where he touched
I
you.
I had him on an unsecure line.
You heard about that.
Show me on a doll.
This is the internet.
I had him on an unsecure line.
It was right here.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Fuck. Well...
No, you're cool. You're cool, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you, Coletti.
No, but anyways, tell me, do we have to stick to...
No, we don't.
You know what we're doing?
Let's play some music.
Let's listen to music.
Okay, so it's Halloween, and today I chose a few tracks that were either Halloween songs or Halloween-inspired by bands I think are pretty awesome. We're starting out with one of my favorite bands, Hola Ghost, which is Pete Hola from the Necromantics. It's a haunted band. That's the whole theory. I can explain later more about that. But the band's haunted. The drum machine's haunted. The song's fucking awesome. It's called Night of the Vampire on Dying Scene Radio.
WK, reminding you that you're tuned in and partying extraordinarily hard right here on Dying Scene Radio.
In a addicted to the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Moldings and fangs that are picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Be buried in a bed cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. The moon is full, the air is still. Sudden, I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close, then you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life. Not again.
That was the Ramones with Pet Cemetery. What's up, Bobby? What's in the news?
Oh, that was the fastest intro ever. Yeah, but fuck it, right? Let's break the boundaries of what it means to be a DJ who intros music.
I don't know, man. I didn't go to, like, DJ college of how to introduce the songs, but that's the song, and it was good. Let the song speak for itself, Bobby. Why the fuck you gotta make it so beautiful and shit? Why do you have to get so detailed? Coletti, well, you wanna weigh in on this?
Weigh in? I've got so much to say, we don't have enough time to even talk about
it. Do it, try it. Okay. Give me a second.
No, listen, I haven't heard the song, first of all, so I couldn't
say
it.
Well, do you want me to tell you a little bit?
You ever heard Pet Cemetery by the Ramones?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I wasn't listening. Sorry, I was looking at...
There's not much else to say, except...
Yeah. I was looking at
actually... I mean, it was actually on the in the Stephen King adapted movie back in the 80s. I remember watching that movie. I remember that song. Absolutely. Oh, my God. I saw the Ramones in Janus Landing. Come on, you never saw the Ramones?
Yep.
Did you come to the Ramones concert?
I've been to a lot of concerts with Janis Landing.
You probably came to that concert, I bet.
I don't exactly remember.
Yeah, we saw the Ramones at some point.
That's pretty sweet.
Fuck yeah. Even though
Joey's grave and shit. We buried a friend of mine there, but that's very dark and depressing.
At Janis Landing?
No, no, explain it. Tell us the story now, please.
Well,
please.
A friend passed away, and it took some doing to raise the money to get him a plot at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery near Joey Ramone's spot. So even though he would have said, you guys are a bunch of assholes, why you, you know... putting together all this money for that, but it's pretty sweet to go visit him, and like Joey's nearby, and it's cool. It's very punk rock. It's very sick.
So, because you lived in LA for a little while?
I did, yeah.
How was it?
How was it? Well, on the note of Joey Ramone, there was another Joey Ramone kind of tribute at the Observatory, which is a place people go to picnic or hang out or hike or check out the stars or whatever the fuck people do. So I'm sitting there having pizza with a couple friends, and it's the middle of the day, and Joey Ramone's statue is, like, behind us. I turn around to look at it. There's some girl, like, pulling up her skirt and some photographer guy, like, taking pictures. Like, oh. So that's kind of LA in a nutshell.
It will get disgraced at some point because, you know, who gives a fuck? There's tourists. There's complete scumbags. I don't even know what the word is. people like you, whatever you are. What? Boat captains, Florida boat captains.
Listen, this is actually all coming
now,
up.
Now, I don't even understand why we're
all this. Listen, all this is going to be off.
Clady, I don't even understand why we have
I'm
you
going
on,
to a,
on
oh,
the,
no, sorry,
the show. We have you on a punk rock show right now.
I don't even believe in punk rock.
You're no authority on punk rock music.
Punk rock is pussy shit now, man.
Dude,
you're a bunch of fucking posers, dude.
I will tell you this, Elena, going to that fucking pre-fest shit and having the dude turn us down, I was like, this is gay.
What happened, though? Like, tell me the story.
Basically, I was trying to be...
No, I was stupid.
He was stupid, first of all.
I shouldn't have told him we were drinking all day.
First of all, he was stupid.
I put him on speakerphone. We were heading to Tampa. I said, Tony, I've been drinking all day long, and we're going to be there, and we're going to do a...
A fucking good show, I'd say.
We're going to do an interview.
We're offering you time
on the
water.
And he was like, oh, no.
I have jet boots.
All right, no, before that, even before that, I'm a total thorn in his side. He hates me.
Yeah, he basically does hate
me.
He hates you now?
Probably,
he seemed like he was, oh, shit. Well, that'll come back to bite us in the ass again, I'm sure.
Well, Lena, you know what I was thinking? That maybe you can deal with all the...
I think that's best. I think it's best if I deal with the people and you just do the radio voice stuff.
Exactly.
Because you're really good at that. Yeah. You're really good at what you're really good at, and I'm really good at what I'm really good at.
I don't want to line anybody up
anymore.
He's a
terrible intermediary.
He's not the diplomat. We know that.
No way. Maybe a lobbyist, but a terrible...
For whatever. Yeah. Wait, do you have a green microphone because you're Bobby Pickles? Don't fucking lie.
Oh, wow. The irony.
You
should paint it like a pickle. It'd be really funny.
Okay, I'll take that new cap.
Because it's right by your mouth.
Man.
Anyway, let's move on. Maybe we should say some news. Can we do that?
Okay, what's in the news? Yeah, sure. What's up?
I'll give one news story. After weeks of speculation, Bad Religion drummer Books Wackerman confirmed on his Twitter account that he has left the band after 15 years of touring and recording and has decided to pursue another path, explaining, after 15 years, six
Shut
records,
up.
And countless tours, I decided to move
I'm sorry,
on from Bad
this
Religion.
This is Halloween.
This wasn't an easy decision to make.
We are
after spending a good chunk of my life. Oh,
you know what?
My
I'm sorry. Not only by taking your beer, I'm taking your show.
Reassessing my future in music, it was time for me to pursue another
path. You understand there's nothing. You either have to start over or not do anything at all, man.
As I'm writing this, my mind is flashing back to my audition with these guys in 2000. I'll never forget how exhilarating it was to play Stranger Than Fiction, my first song, with them, and how well we all gelled as I was doing my best to camouflage my nerves while walking into Cole Studios in Los Angeles, California.
I'm lost.
To have this education and growth has been invaluable to me.
This is it.
And I'm forever grateful to this band for allowing me to be a part of this movement. And I can honestly look back on our time together and say I'm proud of what we accomplished.
No, BW. Shut the fuck up.
Bad Religion.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Still plays
Shut the fuck up. Listen. Shut the fuck up. You're going to get us kicked out of this hotel room. You know what? I paid nothing for this hotel room. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk real shit. This is bullshit, man. Nobody wants to fucking hear this. Nobody wants to hear the fucking news like this. I don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it, okay? What I want to hear is good shit, okay? What the fuck, man? All of this is bullshit. The people you follow is bullshit. The people you listen to is I'm sorry. That's not true. The people you listen to are fucking awesome. And a lot of the people you talk to are pretty fucking cool. But this trendy ass shit like that you tried to go to and tried to drag me into.
No, I hated it too. I thought it was disgusting, also.
I'm going to a punk rock fucking show. I'm wearing a pink bracelet. Okay, it was October.
Alina, you know
I said I'm talking with a heart on it that says I love Fest. It might as well have said something so much worse, which I couldn't even think of anything else.
You could think of it.
I could probably think of it, but I want to say it right now. The bottom line is, dude, here's the thing. There's no punk rockers out there. There was nobody that was actually a little bit hardcore. There was nobody that actually cared about punk rock, real punk rock. It's all pop rock. So if you're going to cover something like this, call it pop rock, okay? And you might as well go to Candy Kitchen and fill yourself up in the morning. Mentos and soda.
All right, let's get Alina's take on this, because it's interesting. What do you think about that little diatribe he just said?
I don't know. Who cares? Let's move on to something else. I don't know, dude. Like, that really didn't make a lot of sense, but... Coletti, are you talking about just the fest?
Correct.
Yeah, oh, of course. I mean, that's why I said in the beginning, like, you could have just stopped your sentence after, why did I go to the Fest 14? So, there's nothing punk rock about the fest anymore.
It's not even a fest, to be honest with you. There's no
punk
festival.
Rock's good. And I can't even say,
you know, Alina, that's where I went to college. I do not want to go to
Mass Intruders. Did play good songs, and I appreciate that, and they did jam, you know what I'm saying? But it's the whole atmosphere over there that I don't appreciate.
It's weird. I had friends play there and say that it was a bunch of crusties, and
Orpheum's okay. I can't kill that, but, you know, whatever.
Well, bring us into some more music.
Let's hear it.
All right, cool.
Let's hear music.
Next up is another Halloween favorite of mine by Dead Kennedys, Halloween, on Dying Scene Radio.
Blag the Ripper representing the Dwarves, and you're tuned to the sounds of Dying Scene Radio.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see the Saw Town of Hollow.
scream, everybody scream. Won't you please make way for a very special guy? Our man Jack is king of the Funky Patch. Everyone hail to the Funky King now. This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home,
everyone hail to the pumpkin soul.
Marilyn Manson with This Is Halloween, the adaptation of the favorite Tim Burton film song, This Is Halloween. And I think it's pretty fucking awesome. Even if you don't like Marilyn Manson, that song is fucking great.
Why did you play Marilyn Manson?
If you haven't heard this cover, then you can't say anything. Because people that don't like Marilyn Manson love this song.
I'm from Florida, and I actually met Marilyn Manson back when I was like a kid at fucking Asylum Records.
I bet he did.
They're from Florida, you stupid fuck.
No, 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 I'm not saying
stupid.
I mean, that has a contributing
factor. They're from here, you
stupid. It has a contributing factor on the way you turned out.
Listen, I don't give a fuck. I played Marilyn Manson because I'm in charge of the music today, so that's it. And that's
good
a good
job.
Song.
Well,
it's a good Halloween song.
You're in charge of the music every week.
So get used to it. What else is going on? So that Bad Religion thing is kind of crazy, though. I can't say I'm surprised because I just saw Bad Religion, and it's more or less they just don't really have the gusto anymore. I think that it's more about just going through the motions.
You think Brooks Wackerman leaving the band
one really wants to be there anymore. They're just doing it because they're Bad Religion and they have to keep touring.
Would you say they're sellouts?
No. The records are still great.
Just going through the motions.
No, dude, if you know about Bad... Listen,
Kaledi
is here, like I said to begin with. He's not here for any punk rock knowledge whatsoever.
There is nothing.
But he is a German who understands techno and punk rock music.
I know why.
And that's all he listens to. So for whatever reason, this is a good person to bring into this conversation. Like we were talking about last time.
Yeah, cool, all right.
So, anyway.
Virtually, there's no valuable content coming out of this week's podcast.
No, you have valuable content. You're a crazy fuck, and it'd be awesome to learn what... Get us another beer, by the way. I'm going to say another news story.
I have beer.
All right,
go ahead.
Please, can I have another beer?
We should have driven the golf cart instead of walking.
Yeah, he has a golf cart.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, he already offered me a ride in the golf cart.
All right, so as you may have heard, Brian Fallon, frontman of Gaslight Anthem, bunch of other bands, whatever, has a solo LP, Painkillers, in the works. And Fallon recently sat down with Kerrang! It's another news source like us, and revealed a few details on the project, including who played on the album and what kind of sounds to expect from the album. He said, I'm not playing everything. We have a guy named Mark Stepro playing drums. I'm doing a lot of the guitars. Butch is doing a lot of the guitars. Cat Popper is coming in to play bass. And I think friends of ours are just going in to pop in and whoever's in the area, you know?
That's cool.
The bulk of it is Mark
That's
playing
cool.
the drums and me and Butch playing everything else. It's tough to use words to describe music, but everything starts out with drums, bass, and acoustic guitar. I'm kind of tapping into my upbringing early on with American folk music and American rock and roll music from before the
70s. That's cool. That's okay.
Yeah, you don't really give a fuck?
Me? No, I do. I have
what do you
some
have
things
to
say about that. That's pretty cool. Well, his mother was actually a pretty famous American folk singer herself, so that's how he got into music. And I really loved Gaslight Anthem in the beginning. I felt like the album sort of teetered off recently, but not that they're bad. It's just not really my thing. And his side projects have been okay. I'd like to see what he comes up with this. It seems more laid back to me. And having friends and stuff getting involved sounds cool. So he's a really talented musician. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, I'm not sure about your taste because... I'm gonna say it right now. I'm gonna destroy you right now. So
you're gonna school me. I can't wait.
There's something in the news this week. It's funny. The Deftones members Abe Cunningham and Frank Delgado were interviewed at this past weekend's Aftershock Festival in Sacramento, California, where they gave an update on the band's long-awaited follow-up to 2012's Koi No Yokan, which will likely be released next year.
Remember this?
What?
We already talked about. I am not dealing with you right now. So,
what does that mean?
What does that mean,
On
Clay?
So many levels, it's complicated. Because, first of all, you know, Rob, I love you. Cheers. Happy Halloween. I'm sorry to disrupt your standard format and fucking whatever else.
I'm just wondering how much editing I'm going to have to do here.
You're going to have to cut out most of this shit. Whatever. But the bottom line is that you, Elena?
Elena, that's right.
What do you
it's
think?
It's
so
funny
what
watching somebody bomb
this?
Right now.
I can't even see you right now. Let me see.
Hold on one second. Here we go.
Put her back there up on the screen. What is going on with you, and why have you associated yourself with Bobby Pickles?
I guess he emailed me and asked me if I would replace the co-host he had, and I don't really know Bobby, so he came at me very professionally, so I guess...
A wolf in sheep's clothing?
I don't know.
Maybe,
something.
So to speak.
We've been having fun so far, so whatever.
I've known this idiot for a long time. We've been business partners at some points in our life, right?
You know, okay. In high school.
Oh, yeah.
We also went to high school. 14 years old.
Yeah, terrible.
Complete asshole. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So what I'm saying is, what qualifies you to...
To host a punk rock show? She has way more qualifications than I do.
That's what I'm saying.
Way more.
Why?
We already went over.
There doesn't have to be a reason for everything.
You know, a couple of things that we didn't talk about was Manitoba's.
I used to throw parties there. I had Perfume and Piss, like the GBH record. I used to have a party called Perfume and Piss. It was pretty fun. So we'd have like different dudes from different bands come and DJ. I've had Casualties, Agnostic Front, Misfits. They've all come by and hung out, partied, DJed. Everyone can just play what they want. Everyone just shuts the fuck up and has fun. That's it.
Kaledi doesn't even know who Manitoba's is, but if Kaledi knew who Handsome Dick Manitoba was, he'd respect him and love the fact that you worked there. But he doesn't know.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, as far as credibility goes, I don't know, man. I guess I'm a music nerd. That's all it is. I love it. All of the stuff I like, people will maybe not like, but you can't say my music taste is bad because it's very broad. A lot of shit.
Speaking of which, why don't you bring us in some music?
Okay. So next we have the Deadtones with You Dismember Me on Dying Scene Radio.
Fucking Jasons from Camp Crystal Lake. Listen to Dying Scene Radio or you're fucking dead. It's
with Walk Like a Zombie. Patricia Day is a lady that has her own Barbie doll, so let's not fuck around with her. It's a pretty awesome, awesome chick, awesome
song.
What
the hell is that?
It's true. Barbie put out their first like tattooed Barbie doll a few years ago, and they used Patricia Day from the Horror Pops. She has like a upright bass and everything, and all her tattoos are there.
Bass,
it's really cool.
She plays. Holy shit, she's the shit. I love her.
She's a fucking mega babe, and she's got a sick ass voice. Where's she from though? It's like she's European. I can't remember where she's from exactly, but
Germany,
now, probably Germany. That's where all the badass bitches come from.
Speak some German. Tell us what's up.
Dude, I'm not a puppet, bro.
Dude, come on, man. You know you can do it.
I know I can. Wait, listen.
That's,
What? Yeah. Oh, the sirens? Do you hear that? Yeah, we're in Queens, so that's what happens.
Around here, that means another old person just died.
you just hear defecation. Everyone just releasing what's left inside of them.
I despise them.
I actually lived in Florida for 4 years.
Where?
In Daytona Beach. I was like 4 years old.
All right. Would you rather live a retired life down in Florida or live city life in New York?
Alina, I'm going to text you a picture right now, and you tell me if it looks like him or not, okay? Tom Hanks.
No, what do you want? What do you want?
Castaway.
I mean, seriously, we have a lot of talks down here. We're definitely not talking about anything that's important tonight.
No, yes, right? We are.
Right. We're not talking about anything that's important to punk rock other than the fact that life itself
is punk rock if you do the right.
So
that's very important.
Let's go back to what we're talking about.
What were we talking about? Here we go.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about this. I just sent you a text. Look at that.
Okay. So were you guys anything for Halloween?
Yeah, exactly what you're saying. Yes.
Did you dress
up? Look at it. Look at the text.
I'm on the phone, though.
Oh, shit.
You have to email it to me.
Hold on. I'll email it.
Elena, what's your deal? What's going on?
I sent my eldest now.
You like boats and water?
Yeah, boats are cool. Water is awesome. I love them. Boats are great.
No, really, what do you want in life?
Well, yesterday I wanted to be Darth Maul for Halloween, and I was.
No, I saw it.
I take it day by day.
Facebook.
My mouth's
Wilson! I just got the picture.
My girlfriend had to work tonight. That's.
When he plays with the volleyball, Wilson?
He used to have his girlfriend be Wilson.
You have a girlfriend named Wilson?
He was going to have his girlfriend be Wilson.
Yep.
Oh, for Halloween?
She's half black. I was going to turn her face white.
Yeah, she's half black.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but you know, white makeup,
you know,
that's too much.
Like a half black person paint their face white? It's kind of stereotype. I was going to put red makeup on her.
I bet you we should probably bring
She's so beautiful.
We should probably go into some more music.
Should we? Yeah, maybe we should. Okay, so next up we have The Cramps with I Was a Teenage Werewolf on Dying Scene Radio.
I'm
What's up? This is Fletcher from Pennywise. You're listening to Dying Scene Radio. Stay tuned for all the greatest, latest vinyl hits.
Anyone's really heard that band. That's sort of something that came to my attention randomly, and I think they're awesome.
Yeah,
very creepy, weird shit. And the chick's voice is sick, her scream is great, the dude is very complimentary in the band. It's cool.
Is that a new song, Elena?
No, I think I got onto them like 3 years ago. I don't know really when they came out or anything, but their
why
shit's
do you
cool.
Like the Deftones? They suck. Oh shit. What?
Why don't you like the Deftones?
Do you like the Deftones?
Fuck you, man.
You fucking stupid.
Everyone likes the Deftones. Oh, no, you retard.
You're a little.
Oh. Everybody.
They suck. Really? You like the Deftones? Really? Wow. I totally think of you differently now. I'm ashamed to be.
Dude, okay. Wait, Bobby.
You said the same thing about me earlier about
Bobby.
What was that?
What?
You always say that. You should.
You guys.
What?
You guys are having like a lover's quarrel. You need to chill out. So listen. This is a thing with Deftones, Bobby. I talked to a couple people about this already, because I was very miffed by this, that you don't like the Deftones. My point with the Deftones is, the Deftones, they're a musician's band, so any kind of musician will appreciate them. Very few musicians don't like them, no matter what type.
So you're saying that I'm not a musician, because...
No, listen. I was trying to understand why you don't like them, and there is a large facet of their fans that are very, like, white trash and kind of, like, lame, and I can see why you wouldn't want to be associated with that. So maybe if that was in your head, coming from Florida, I can only imagine.
Why I do not like the Deftones, and I'm so happy about that.
It's called Deftones.
Deftones.
Tone.
Deftones.
Yeah, you're colorblind.
You're not making sense with that.
There is no value.
You don't like them?
Podcast tonight, October 31st, 2015.
No, there's none.
Hey, Danzig frontman Glenn Danzig recently told Loudwire that he's going to stop touring. after he finishes his current North American tour. How about that? He said, I think this is going to be it. I'll do some shows here and there, but I don't think I'm going to tour anymore. Glenn did, however, say that he will continue playing shows, but only intimately.
Intimately means so. Private. Like, I mean, come on. It's like, well, who doesn't? What the?
For my birthday? Like a birthday party? Like a 9-year-old birthday party? Glenn Danzig shows up and starts like...
Right?
There's a pinata of like a heart and he just beats the shit out of it.
Yeah,
that's brutal as fuck. Yeah. So Glenn Danzig now available for private parties only. If there's a moon bounce, he's there.
He'll double bounce that kid right through the roof. It's going to be good. Well, anyways.
Cool.
What else?
What else needs to be said?
Jesse Michaels of Operation Ivy, you know, a ton of other bands, you know, Kamen Rider, Classics of Love.
Kamen Rider.
He teamed up with Sam McFeeters of Born Against and a slew of other bands to write not a split album, but a split book.
I hate you.
The book is called Sophisticated Devices / Make No Mistake, and it will feature a short story written by each of them. Michael's story is a tale of a San Francisco man who meets a woman who changes his life, and McFeeters follows the life of a man released from prison. The book is due out November 10th, and we'll keep you posted as the date nears. So,
guys, we all have to start learning how to read because all of these fucking guys are writing these books now with these
good
things
in them.
That is
kind of true. There's a lot. I read a book in the last 2 weeks.
Rob,
why are so many books being written
about punk rock? I want to kill you.
Why?
So
dude?
Bad.
Why do you feel like killing me, dude? Explain yourself. Explain yourself, dude. You can't say that and then just hit the bowl.
Why do you want to kill your friend?
Just move on with your life. You're on a podcast, for Christ's sakes.
Content seems stale and lame. Your attitude seems overbearing and underachievable. That's not the right word.
All I got to say is all those things you should add to it, man. You should, like, change.
What am I going to add to?
You should change it. If that's how you think it is, change it within yourself. And then come out and show the world how awesome you are. Are you?
Maybe I am.
Yeah. So just have self-awareness. Have self-awareness, dude. And realize that we're on a podcast and it's awesome. And Elena Venetia's on this shit. And she's not going to be on here with not an awesome podcast. So stop thinking those negative thoughts, dude.
I told you.
Realize the universe is a very giving place.
I can't be here tonight, man.
You're going to be gone in 2 seconds. We're going to be done with this podcast in 2 seconds. And then you'll be back to being a Floridian like you love being.
Like you love being, Coletti.
I love you. No offense
love being
to you. You're
it.
An awesome person.
That's going to be the podcast. You kissing
Thank
up
you.
To some marine.
I'm sorry that we're boring you.
No, you're not boring. You're not boring me. You're not boring me at all. I find you highly intriguing and stuff. But, you know. Halloween. Hey, look at me. I'm going to shave all this off. I'm going to be clean cut like this idiot, like tomorrow.
I don't believe you.
That's a whole other thing that the barber, they cut
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we're going to, I'll do that.
They cut
that.
You like a Spaniard.
He's a Mexican.
I look Mexican.
And he's got now, a straight razor.
I do. That's what
a little bit.
Straight
razor.
Yeah.
You look like a Beaner essay.
Don't fuck with my barber, man.
Let's go into some music, Elena. Happy Halloween.
All right, cool. So, happy Halloween. I think we're going to finish this off with three of my favorite bands and three of my favorite Halloween songs. So, next up, we have AFI with Halloween, Misfits cover, on Dying Scene Radio. We'll be right back.
Chump, and this is our robot, Robot.
Hello.
Our band is named Harder Control, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Y'all can suck it.
Back to back, so everyone can fucking see how awesome they both are and how different and how much I love the Misfits.
Yeah, and you love Alkaline Trio too.
I do. I fucking love them. And the video for this, I found this out today.
Why do you love Alkaline Trio so much? They suck. Come on. The
Why does everyone
sucks?
Love them so much?
Alkaline like, Trio sucks.
Yeah, everything I like sucks. Every who cares? And that's it. But I picked the music, so everyone can suck it. Basically.
God. Well, there you have it.
There you have it. That's
you're
it.
You're very beautiful. And
Alkaline Trio is fucking great.
You should be down here.
Thank you.
On the boats and jet skis and shit.
Jet skis are fun as fuck, though. I went on one once. They really hurt your body. If you like, it's fun like, while you're doing it, and then like the next day, if you never did it before, you don't expect all like the shock and shit, and it hurts.
That's what Kaledi does every single day. Kaledi,
anything you want in the water. If you can imagine anything on the water. I can produce it.
That's cool. Can you walk on water?
Yes, I have jet boots that actually make you hover.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
I am serious. Go look up flydive.com.
That's a thing for real? Bobby, is he being for real?
I do everything. Yeah. Anything you want in the water. I can do anything on the water.
That's cool. I didn't know they had that. You can walk on water now. Well,
and you can swim like a dolphin. It's the best.
I don't want to do that. Dolphins are rapists. Do you know about that? How they're fucking rapists?
Do I know about it? I live with dolphins. They're the worst. They're so smart.
Do you need to show us on a doll again? What did the dolphins do, dude? What did they do to you? Is it too much?
I guess it was too much for Kaledi.
Damn, we really.
Oh my god, I never hit a nerve. Hit that nerve before with Kaledi, and I've known him forever. Something about a dolphin made him leave the podcast show.
It wasn't a dolphin.
You know,
it wasn't a dolphin that did it to me.
What did you do for Halloween, Elena? It was good? You have fun?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a makeup artist and a hairstylist, so I don't really get to dress up or go out, really. But I did yesterday. I had a little bit of time to put something together, so I was Darth Maul, and I was terrifying.
You went to, like, a bar?
No, my boss had a party. She rented out, like, a basement of a bar in the Lower East Side, and we all went there. It was a costume party, but I was the only girl that went as something scary. I was absolutely terrifying.
That makes sense.
I wish I could show you the picture, but I can't find it.
No, I saw a picture. I saw it. I'll show Coletti.
Did you see it?
Yeah. It did look scary.
Oh my God,
we saw some fucked up shit, right? Your friend had the eye popping out. Come on. Explain. Say that. Have a little bit of
I don't want to talk anymore.
Some, you know.
It's called chutzpah. Anyways, it's a Jewish term.
Yeah. That's just like German. The same shit. Fuck fest. Adios.
Hey, we're
fuck the fest. Wait, we got one more song.
Yes. Do it.
We have one more song. We have to play this song.
I appreciate you playing the song. Thank you very much. And you know what we're gonna do? I would like to do an encore on the pass.
We'll never do that.
It's gonna happen tonight. An extra 15 minutes.
Okay, so our last song for Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. This is the Misfits with Monster Mash on Dying Scene Radio.
And you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
Dying Scene Radio.